The following is a podcast 225 production. The movers.
The movers.
The shakers.
The shakers.
The people.
The people.
If it matters to the capital city, the region, and beyond, you'll hear it
here.
This is the Clay Young Show.
So episode 295 features a conversation with the chief judge at the 19th JDC, Judge Don Johnson, and we're here in the upper level of WAFB-TV. We just taped this week's show, a segment with you, and we talked about the gun violence court. So this is an initiative that's new to Baton Rouge, and on the show, people heard you talk about the genesis of it, but even before it airs, let's talk about that. Where did this idea come from?
I thought about, what would the court do? What could the court do to help with crime? And even though crime is going downward, there's a perception that that's not the case.
Right.
And it's the perception because of the type of violence that we're dealing with daily, and that's gun violence. So what I thought about was, what are we doing to specialize? How do we specialize to address the problems? We don't have a research institution here, a university collaborating with the criminal justice systems. So how do we bring in what works and what are innovative ideas and involve the courts? If you notice, Clay, most of the focus and most of the money is dedicated on the front end with law enforcement. The recent crime session focuses on increasing punishment, reducing the ability to get out of jail earlier or prison. What I want to do is this. I want to change the dynamics. The court should be in front, not always behind criminality. And so my idea is to say, listen, bring in the prosecutors, bring in the defenders, and bring a specialized court, a judge, who would hear this type of conduct.
And so we hear a lot about the law jam and how there are young men and women who have been accused of violent crime that sometimes wait over a year before they get their day in court. And in some cases, people who have been accused of violent crime end up going out and repeating the activity. The brilliance of this court is it separates out just the bad actors who are doing the violent crime with guns and only deals with them. So that gets rid of the log jam. That will have a very noticeable impact on crime, on public safety here in our parish, won't it?
It's intentional.
Okay.
It's very intentional. And it's focalized.
Okay.
For example, it works just like this. Years ago, we had a felony drug prosecution court.
Okay.
I was the judge, the last judge on that court. And we focused on felony violators of drugs. And we had a specialized court with all of those cases coming in, and we were able to process them quicker and more effectively. What I'm saying to us is this: let's fund the prosecutor's team, let's fund the defense team, and then let's go out and put these cases with a quick resolution of guilt or not guilty. Exactly.
Because, I mean, the court, the function of the court is not to accuse, it so that people have their day in court to prove their innocence. Or, you know, the thing about this that's so, you say intentional. For me, it's not reactional, right? Yeah. It is something that helps the problem. I don't see a reason why you couldn't get this funded, but what's the mechanism to get it funded?
The legislature. Okay. Locally, we could do something too.
Yeah.
We could ask our administration to help us fund this.
Okay.
But it takes the state to empower us to give us the capability to do this kind of conduct. Of course, the court could create this itself, but that's always a drawback because of lack of funding.
Right.
We'd have to get the funding from the local municipal. So what I'm proposing is, let's do this. Let's go to the legislature. Let's go there this regular session and say, fund Baton Rouge, fund 19.
As a pilot. Yeah.
And bring in the research teams, bring in the tools, bring in the policy initiatives, and let's do two things. Quick case resolution so that those victims will have some belief that the system is working.
Well, to that point, we have had an issue here. Former Chief Paul talked about it a lot. The issue of people not wanting to speak up because of the fear of retaliation. Yes. And I've talked to law enforcement officers about that. It's that there are people who will see a crime in broad daylight and don't speak up because the accused bad actor the next weekend could be out on the street and people are worried about that. This speaks right to that. This addresses that. If you are guilty of what you have been accused, you're going to go away.
You're going to go away.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to be very intentional about. Here's what I'm concerned about. There's a perception somehow that some of us are soft on crime. And I don't believe that anybody's soft on it. I don't believe that. I believe that what is the problem has been is that we've not been intentional in speaking about what we need to do. And we have a shooting every single day, almost. Almost every single day.
You know, there's only so much I know that you can opine on being that you are a sitting judge.
Yes.
But do you think judges ought to be in some of these conversations more that are being had about public safety? Because you and I talk about this a great deal. You've done, you know, TV show with me. Yeah. We've done the podcast before. And I often don't think your perspective, you and your colleagues, your perspectives are in the room often enough. What about that?
There's an inherent nature not to get ahead of issues.
Okay.
So that we will not be assumed to be biased.
Okay.
And we're not biased to say that we should have a system that addresses crime in an effective manner.
Yeah.
In an effective manner. And part of that says that we need to address it quickly, promptly, and efficiently. And that's not happening.
You know, on the other side of this, and I know we got about 3 minutes or so before you and I both have to run to the next thing. This is about enforcement. But you and I also talk about investment, like purposeful, data-driven investment into young people.
Yes.
That's important too.
It is.
Right? So let's talk about that.
I want to do balancing. Yeah. I want to do balancing. Of course, we've got to put more in front of keeping our young people away from violence, away from guns that are not used properly. And that's the tension, because you've got those who are saying, let everybody have a weapon. which is, if you think about it, you don't want that. But we have a constitution that says you have a right to it.
Yeah.
So we're pushing all of these weapons on everybody, but we're not really focusing on that the use of those weapons are going to involve criminality and it's going to involve victims.
Yeah.
And we need to get ready for that.
It's so interesting to me that we are now having these discussions. I think we can have them more specific to this, because you and I could do another 30 minutes. The legislative session begins next a week from Monday, the regular session. Do you have someone who's going to carry the bill in the House?
I have not spoken directly with them about carrying the bill.
Okay.
What I've been doing over the last few months is just discussing the topic and feeling out what's going on. But I think that with a focalized budget taken to the legislature and say, look, let's make East Baton Rouge the pilot. Let's make it the flagship court to study this conduct, and let's try it out for a year and see what happens. So my idea is to fund it through the Legislative Act.
I love it. I think the concept is great. And again, I want people to hear that this is not saying the function of the court is to just lock people up. It actually speeds up the process so someone can have their day in court, their constitutionally provided day in court.
Exactly.
And if you are innocent, you would hope the system works correctly. And if you're guilty, you hope it works correctly.
You sure do.
Yeah. Judge, when the session gets going and you get in the motion, because I know you're going to be active, would you come back and talk with us again?
I will. I hope to have a bill filed and hope to have some success. We got to work at it, though. We got a lot of work to do.
And listen, y'all check out the video show, the Clay Young Show on WAFB+. We had a conversation with the judge and Angel Nelson, and the first interview with Ted James, who is now a candidate for mayor. Boy, it's going to be a fun fall. We'll catch y'all next week.
Your voice matters. Visit The Clay Young Show at podcast225.com and email The Clay Young Show at clay@podcast225.com.